Well, hello! Lucy here, how are we doing? It's Saturday, and it's a mighty cold here in Surrey today. Oh, brr. Yes, I've got my heating on. I've just got in, actually, and I've cranked it up rather high. I've got a few layers on. It's really cold. My house is naturally cold anyway, because it's a 1930s house, and the floors are concrete, and I've only carpeted the lounge, and all the other floors are kind of I've got wood on them or laminate or something like that, so it's they don't produce lots of warmth. So unfortunately, when I've been out for a while and not had the heating on, I come home, it's really, really cold. So yes, I've turned the heating up. I want spring to hurry up and arrive. I drive around and I see the daffodils and I see the tulips and things like that, which is lovely. But I need some warmth now. Our winters definitely get longer and greyer and wetter. It's tipping down with rain. The rabbits are in the garden. They don't want to come in, so they're getting soaking wet. Crazy animals. Anyway, how are we doing? Are you having a good weekend so far? I've been out this morning looking at shower units. I need a new shower, but I need the whole lot. I need a new actual electric shower. I need a new shower tray, new shower quadrant. I need some new back panels or tiles. Deciding what to do. I think tiles would be the cheaper option, but I do like the back panels, so I don't know. I have to make a decision, and sometime soon, because my bathroom or my ensuite definitely needs sorting out. And if I'm going to sell my house, ready to move down to lovely Cornwall when I go and look at some houses, then I need it up together, tip-top, Bristol fashion, as they say. I don't know where that saying comes from. Is that something to do with the boats and the ports or something? Tip-top Bristol fashion? I don't know. Anyway, what have we got tonight? Tonight, of course, is comedy night. We have Steptoe and Son this evening. Troublesome duo. I don't know how it's Saturday already. Honestly, this year is flying by, but winter isn't. Luckily, like I say, it's comedy night. We've got an episode called The Holiday. I need a holiday. Oh, and it was first broadcast on the 28th of August, 1966.
We now present another episode in a radio series based on the world-famous BBC comedy success, Steptoe and Son. With Wilfrid Bramble as Albert.
Ah, they don't half look lovely lying there. Here, wait a minute. There's more in his than mine. Ain't fair. He's a socialist. Share and share alike. So here goes.
And Harry H. Corbett as Harold.
Here I go. Here I go. Oh, what a lovely bit of stuff. Oh, definitely cream she is. With a little touch of a dark. But I shouldn't have posters like that. I'm no wonder there's accidents. Let's have a closer look. Whoa, stop. Whoa, back there. Oh, dear, oh, dear. Oh, I'd sooner have fun in the sun with you, little darling, than old misery guts. Now, that is cheap, that is. A fortnight in the sun-drenched Mediterranean for £45.15. Nah, it's all right for you. You get your oats when you get home. £45. I'll have to have a look at my savings. First thing when I get home.
And here they are this week in The Holiday.
Hello, Dad.
Ah, there you are, then.
Yeah, you've been at my threepenny bits again, ain't you? I said you've been at my threepenny bits again, ain't you?
Who, me?
Yes, you.
Oh, no, not me. I ain't touched them. No, you got the wrong bloke there, mate.
Look, you can't tell me they ain't gone down a bit. There was more in there than that last night. You know very well I've been saving up my threepenny bits. It takes months to get this much. What do you want to go and take them for?
But if you wants money, you can ask for it. You don't have to go thieving my threepenny
bits. I ain't touch your threepenny bits. What do I want to touch your threepenny bits for? I've got me own threepenny bits.
All right, then. Let's have a look at your threepenny bits.
No, you leave them alone. They're mine.
Let's have a look at them. I only want to have a look at them, just to see how much you got.
No, I won't let you.
That's no good. I knows where you keep your hidden treasure. No, it's not in a mattress, not under the bed, and it's not in the old oak chest, neither.
Very near.
Yeah, you leave, come away from there.
You rotten, thieving old twit.
Your level's gone up and my level's gone down.
Oh, I put in a lot this morning.
Yeah, I'll bet you did. And I know where they come from, too. You feed them out of mine.
I never. I got him all for customary. He paid me in threepenny bits.
Ah, customer. What'd he buy? Come on, tell me. What object of art did he select from this priceless collection?
The old gas boiler.
Liar! They're still out there.
He's going to collect it in the morning.
How much did he give you for it?
£1.
In threepenny bits.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Oh, I don't know. Didn't ask him.
How many threepenny bits in a pound?
80.
Yes. 80. What's he carrying 80 threepenny bits about for? Hey, tell me that.
Perhaps he was collecting them to buy the boiler.
He gave you 80 threepenny bits for the boiler?
Yeah.
Half the boiler's mine. That's 40 you owe me for a start. I might as well take my share now. Thank you very much. 5. 10. That's 20. 30. 40. Yeah, that's more like it.
Oh, that's nice, isn't it? Pinching an old man's threepenny bits. That's nice, isn't it? Very nice. Just because I had more than you had.
Well, of course you did. And why? Because you've been thieving mine. My level goes down, your level goes up. I ain't putting up with that. And if you've been lying, if no one comes to collect that boiler, I'm having the other 40 as well.
No, you ain't.
And don't let me catch you thieving any more of them. You keep your skinny little claw out of there. You know I've been saving them up for my holidays.
Yes, holiday.
I don't mind lending you a quid, but don't nick my threepenny
bits. All right, all right. Don't keep on about your threepenny bits. There's other things in life than threepenny bits, you know.
Oh, is there? Then what are you collecting them for, then?
Not for myself. I ain't selfish. Them's for the television license, so it don't come like a clout round the back of the nut every January. £5 a year it costs, you know. That's 2.5 inches of threepenny bits. You never give me anything at all, Dick.
Me? I don't watch television.
Don't tell lies. You're always watching it. You watch it more than I do. At least I fall asleep halfway through. You watch it from Blue Peter right through to God Save the Queen.
Well, sometimes I may watch it, yes. But only because it's on. I mean, you've got to watch it, haven't you? Otherwise, you can't believe how bad it is.
You don't have to watch it. You can always go to bed.
Well, leave my threepenny bits down here with you. Oh, that's good, that is. Has anything come through the post for me today?
Oh, yeah. I forgot. Here it is.
Let's have a look. You've been steaming these albums.
I never touched them.
You better not neither. I don't like having my letters steamed out, and no more than I like having my threepenny bits all finched. Will you stop breathing down my neck? You are looking at my correspondence.
No, I'm not.
Can't I have some privacy in my own house?
It's not your house, it's my house.
Well, these is my letters, though, aren't they? You can read the address, I suppose. Look, go on, look. Well, it says, H. Steptoe, Esquire. Not A. Steptoe, Esquire. H. Steptoe. H for Harold. That's me. If you want to read something, read your own letters.
I ain't got no letters. No one ever writes to me.
Oh, God. Oh, you poor old man.
Here you are. Go on, have a look. Go on, have a look. Are you satisfied? Oh, Holidays?
No, holidays.
We're going on holiday. Oh, that's good. I've been meaning to ask you about them. Time's getting on a bit. You have to book early these days. What's all them other letters? Are they all about holidays as well?
If you must know, they're my holiday brooches. I sent a wife for them.
France? Greece? Italy? Spain? Oh, what's all this then? We always go to Bognor.
Well, I thought we'd have a change this year.
But we've always been to Bognor.
Then it's about time we stop going to Bognor, isn't it?
What have you got against Bognor?
I ain't got nothing against Bognor. It's a very nice place. I just don't want to go to Bognor this year, that's all.
It's lovely there. Botanical gardens, Pets Corner, Ogham Park.
Oh, see.
They ain't got things like that in Greece and Italy.
You don't know half of what they got there, mate.
The air at Bognor. I feel marvellous when I come back from there. You don't want to go to them places. And what's this? Greece? Oh, look at it. It's falling to bits.
Peter, that happens to be a picture of the Acropolis.
What's that?
The Acropolis. Oh, that's famous, that is. I mean, you must have heard of that. The Four Horsemen of the Acropolis. I mean, that's legendary, that is.
That sounds daft to me. Anyway, what about Mrs. Clifford? She's expecting us. Lovely boarding house she's got. Ain't falling down like this Greek lot. And her grub. Marvellous grub. Better than that Greek grub. When I was in France in 1914, I had that Greek grub.
Oh, God, 1914. Here we go again.
Load of old rubbish. You wouldn't catch me going abroad again. Not if you paid me £1,000.
Oh, well. That makes things a bit easier, don't it?
What makes things a bit easier?
Well, I have decided to go by myself this year anyway.
Eh?
I'm going on holiday by myself.
By yourself? Without me?
Yes. On my own.
On your own?
Yes. By myself.
Without me?
Yes.
Son, we've always had our holidays together. We've been going on holidays together since you were... That
I. Yeah, I know we have, Dad. That's what I mean. I think we ought to have a change. Do us both good.
If it's Bognor you're worried about, perhaps you're right. Yeah, let's go for a change. All right. We'll go abroad.
Look, Dad, you're making it very hard for me. Look, try to understand. You see, I said by myself. You see? On my own. Look, you see, Dad, we work together all year, don't we? We live in each other's pockets, don't we? Well, we ought to get away from each other for a while. Do us both good.
Well, I don't want to get away from you. I like going on holiday with you. I look forward to our holidays. I thought you did. We had some good times at Bognor together. Do you remember last year when we hired that boat?
Oh, Lord, Dad, please.
Look at it this way. I'm pushing 40. In a few years' time, it'll be too late. Apart from when I was in the army, I ain't ever been away on my own.
Well, what do you want to go away on your own for? There ain't no fun on your own.
I'm hoping I won't be on my own once I'm out there. I'm just going on my own.
Well, let me put it this way. I'm still young, see, but I ain't going to be young much longer. And, well, all the unmarried blokes I know, well, they goes away on their own. And they meet people their own age. Young people, you see, and they lock about and have a marvellous time.
I won't get in your way.
But you will, Dad. You won't mean to, but you will.
You see, I want to go to Saint-Tropez.
Saint what? Where's that?
It's in France, down south, where Brigitte Bardot and Jean Shrimpton goes.
Now, the lads has been telling me all about it. See, there's all these beaches, and they're packed solid with unmarried rumpo, all lying in the sun. Well, I want to have a go at it before it's too late.
And I've got to go, Dad, and that's all there is to it.
I see.
I mean, it's not that I don't enjoy your company, but you would be a bit of a lumber.
So I'm a lumber now, am I?
Oh, you wouldn't enjoy it, Dad, honest. You would not down there. You'd feel out of place. Oh, it's very posh, you know. I mean, it's all little briefs down there. I mean, you can't lie about the beach in your braces with your trousers rolled up. Oh, they'd laugh at you. Well, I don't want them to laugh at you, Dad.
I see. Yeah. All right, son. That's all right.
Oh, well, I mean, look, supposing I did sort of pick up with a bird down there. I mean, I'd have to cart her about in the evening, wouldn't I? I wouldn't be able to take you along with us. You'd have nowhere to go. You'd be on your own.
I don't know old birds down there. Birds of my age.
No, it's all young stuff down there. It's all beatniks. It's not the sort of holiday for a man of your age.
Yeah. All right, son. I understand. I hope you have a good time.
What will you do then, Dad?
I don't know. Go down to Mrs. Clifford, I suppose. She's expecting us.
Oh, look, Dad, why don't you go somewhere else? Look, why don't you book up one of them coach tours? Oh, they have lots of people like you, people your age. Oh, you soon get chatting. I mean, you'd like that. Go up to Scotland or North Wales. Here, they stop at all the boozers.
Yeah, I'll think about it. Don't you worry about me. I'll sort something out.
Well, God blimey, it's only for a fortnight.
I ain't said nothing. You're old enough to make up your own mind. If you want to go by yourself, that's all right. It's up to you. I don't want to be a lumber. I'll get your tea ready.
I've got to do it. And surely you do see that.
Yeah.
Before I'm too old.
Yeah.
I've got to be free to move about, you see. I mean, supposing I went up to Italy with one of them potty birds. I mean, you wouldn't know where I was, would you? You'd be wandering about the beach at night in your braces, looking for me. The old gendarmes would have you in the nick as soon as look at you. Oh, it's the only way, Dad. Oh, I've got to go on my own. I think a coach trip up to Scotland would do you the world of good.
Yeah, perhaps it would. I'll be all right. It just takes a bit of getting used to when you've always been away every year with your son.
Yeah, that's it. It takes a bit of getting used to. That is all.
And then you realise he don't want you no more.
Oh.
It's no use looking like that at me, son. It's just that we older ones don't like to think of ourselves as ready for the scrap heap. Young people don't realise what it's like to be old and lonely. What do you want for your tea?
Nothing. I don't want nothing. Leave me alone.
What's the matter with you, then?
You've been and spoilt it, haven't you? I thought you'd understand. A fortnight, that's all I'm going for. A rotten, stinking, lousy fortnight. For the first time in all these years, I wants to go away on my own. But now, you have to spoil it. You have to start mooching about like a rotten martyr. All hurt and miserable. Well, you ain't going to spoil it, because I'm going. It might be my last chance. I don't suppose I'll be able to afford it next year. I'm going while I've got the chance.
No, I ain't stopping you.
I bet you didn't have to take your dad away every year when you was a lad.
I never went on holiday when I was a lad.
Oh.
I never saw the sea until I was in the army. We couldn't afford holidays in them days, mate.
Well, I can. I've worked hard for it and I've earned it. I'll tell you what. I'll give you 15 quid towards your holiday.
I don't want your money. I got my own money, thank you.
Here you are. Go on, take it. 3 fivers. 1, 2...
I don't want it.
Take it, put it in your... Go on.
No, take it. Don't waste it on me. Spend it on one of your new friends. I don't think I'll be going away this year. I'll stay here.
Might as well be lonely here as lonely somewhere else and having to pay for it.
All right, then, stay here. Stay here and mope. I don't care.
I've done my best.
You don't want any tea, then?
No, I don't.
Right. Well, I'll be off to bed, then. I'm not feeling very well.
What's the matter?
Nothing. I'll be all right. Just had a bit of a shock, that's all. I'll be all right in the morning. I expect you'll want to be sorting out your arrangements. I won't disturb you. Good night.
Do you want me to bring you anything up? Do you want some cocoa or anything?
No, don't bother.
It's no bother. I'll get it. What do you want? Cocoa?
No, thanks.
Well, what then?
Nothing. I'll probably be asleep soon. I feel tired. I feel a bit aged all of a sudden. Good night.
Good night.
I'll see you in the morning. God willing.
We're going to have three hysterical weeks with him before I go. I should have gone years ago and stayed there. Well, he ain't going to spoil my holiday. Now, let's see. Oh, this lot wants a bit of study. Us, Costa Brava, Spain. Saint-Tropez, France. Italy or Greece? Well, I ain't heard anybody chatting about Greek birds, so they can't be up to much. I'll tear that one up. Yeah, Spanish birds is all right. But you can't go near them without their mums. I could take the old fella, I suppose, and pair them off. Nah, that'd be too much bother. Right, we don't need Spain. Oh, well, it's Italy or Saint-Tropez. Well, the Italian birds is bigger. Oh, in Saint-Tropez, they don't wear nothing. Oh, yeah, definitely. Saint-Tropez, I think. Oh, yes, you can size it all up at the first glance. I mean, I only got a fortnight. I can't afford to mess about. So, Italy can go. Saint-Tropez, Trident down to Nice, a bus along the coast. What about digs? Kip on the beach. Yeah, I might find some bird with a yacht. Yeah, she takes a shine to me and straight in. Yeah, those new briefs I got, they look a treat. Oh, yes, and them Dean Martin glasses and the Frank Sinatra hat. And fly with me, and fly, fly, fly away. Oh, God, here we go. What is it this time? His legs, his heart, his lungs, or his guts? Look at him going away.
Shut up! I'm busy. Don't start that lark. I know what you're up to. I'm going away on my own.
I'm not well.
Hard luck. It's you what?
It's me up.
I thought it would be. It's about time.
It keeps me on me.
You better lay still and keep quiet then.
I can't get me breath.
Well, stop shouting then. You won't use so much. There's no need to call him, I should think he could hear.
If he thinks I'm going up there, he's mistaken. I wonder what he's up to up there.
Harold! I'm going, Harold! I'm not joking this time. Why doesn't he answer? Me chest,
Can you hear me out? It's getting dark.
Dad? Dad? Are you all right?
Oh, God, Dad! Oh, Dad, don't lie there like that, for God's sake. Say something. Oh, look, Dad, if you're mucking about, I'll wallop you. What's wrong, Dad? What happened? Oh, come on, Dad. Come on, stop playing about. Come on. Come on, this is no time for joking, Dad. I'm warning you. That if you're having me on, I'll... Look, if there's nothing wrong with you, it'll be the last you'll see of me. I'll skin you. So help me, I'll skin you. Dad? Dad? Are you all right? Dad?
How is he, Doctor?
Resting quietly. I've given him a sedative.
Is he going to be all right?
Oh, I should think so. There's never really very much wrong with him, is there?
I thought so. I'll smash his head in. Just a minute.
Now, Harold, just wait a minute.
Well, you know very well he's a malingerer. I mean, he's always having you round here, and there's nothing wrong with him. Why don't you tell him there's nothing wrong with him?
It's like this, Harold. Your father's condition is not physical. It's a mental condition.
Yeah, I agree with you there.
You'll start raving bonkers.
I think we ought to have a quiet chat about your father.
Well, go on, then. How about a drink?
No, thank you. When does your father get these so-called heart attacks?
When he can't get his own way. That's when I want to do something, and he don't want me to do it.
No, exactly. Typical.
Here's your drink.
Oh, thank you.
Cheers.
Good health.
It's whiskey. It's my own blend.
Is it?
Yes.
Now, you see, Harold, your father's an old man. He's frightened of being alone. Common enough here with people of his age. You're the only relative, I take it.
Yeah, that's what I am.
Yes, well, there it is. He tells me you're planning to take separate holidays this year.
Yeah, that's what. Mm-hmm. I'm going on my own. It's the first time in my life.
I see.
Mm-hmm. Well, God blimey, it's only for a fortnight.
Yes, I sympathise with you, but old folk aren't rational about these things. He thinks you don't want him.
Well, I don't. At least not on my holiday.
Well, it's up to you. As a doctor, there's no more I can do. We've no medicine for loneliness, Harold.
But it's only for a fortnight. I only want to be on my own for a fortnight. I've been looking forward to this. Look, don't my elf count? I send him a card every day. 2 cards.
It's hardly the same thing now, is it? As you say, it's the first time, and I'm a little worried that something may happen to him while you're away. They can wish these illnesses on themselves, you know.
So I'm trapped. That's what it amounts to, don't it? I'm trapped. I'm doomed to be a nursemaid to him all of my life.
No. I wouldn't put it quite like that. After all, we're all trapped by something or another. We all have responsibilities. One day, you'll be old yourself.
Yeah, but I've been looking after him all my life. I ain't had time to get married and have kids to look after me. I will be on my own.
Well, that's my advice.
All right. I'll take him. I knew it would come to this. I'll take him with me.
Good, good.
Now, what he's going to do in Saint-Tropez, I don't know.
Saint-Tropez?
Yeah. That's where I'm going. It's in the south of France, you know.
No.
No?
No.
No? Oh.
I don't think that's a very good idea. It's important in his present condition to have a contented mind. Now, he was telling me about Bodner.
Oh, no, not Bodner!
He was telling me of the pleasant memories he has. What good times you had together.
Yeah, marvellous.
The landlady's very kind, I believe. The food's good and the air's bracing.
Yeah, it's a knockout.
It seems to me a very good idea. Do him a world of good.
Have another drink.
Oh, no. Thank you. Thank you. Very kind of you, but no. Well, I must be off. You think about it, Harold. I'm sure you will do the right thing. Good night.
Good night. Until next time.
Oh, I see you collect threepenny pieces.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I do. It's for my holidays.
Oh, good idea. Let me contribute. Have a nice holiday.
Oh, look at it coming down. Oh, well, it is our last day here, Peter. Do you want to go out?
Oh, thank you.
I think we ought to. I mean, we've been here for a fortnight and we haven't been out yet. Come on, fill your pockets up with stones. I don't want your skinny little carcass to be blown away.
I'm not going out.
Oh, yes, you are. Come on, get your southwester on. Let's go and see all the boats sinking in the harbour. And all them seagulls being blown about. Let's watch the rain come down the side of the pier. Cool holidays.
You've been listening to Wilfred Bramble and Harry H. Corbett as Steptoe and Son, with Colin Gordon as the Doctor. Written by Ray Galton and Alan Simpson. Adapted by Gail Pedrick and produced by Bobby Jay.
Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed the latest episode of Steptoe and Son. They're a comical pair, aren't they? They do make me laugh. I will be back again tomorrow evening from 6 p.m. GMT to give you some more, or to let you listen to some more fabulous stories. Don't forget to check out my podcast page at patreon.com/foxyafterdark. Can't wait to catch up with you all tomorrow night, same time, same place. In the meantime, of course, always stay safe, always be kind. Love you all.